I'm here with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report on Scottish Borders Community Planning Partnership. John, can you tell me what this report is all about?
Well, community planning partnerships were set up 10 years ago to bring together councils, health boards and other public, business and voluntary bodies to sit down together to tackle complex problems in local communities. It started even earlier in the Borders back in 1999 with what was called the New Ways Partnership. And this report is one of three pilot areas we looked at to help get a national overview of where community planning is today. These partnerships deal with real nitty-gritty problems that matter to people, reducing crime, how schools are doing, providing jobs, joining up health and social care, and reducing health inequalities.
So how has the Scottish Borders Community Planning Partnership been doing?
Well, it's been a bit of a mixed bag. The Borders isn't unusual, though, in that respect. There is a lack of evidence that community planning partnerships across Scotland have made an impact on deep-seated problems, such as reducing health inequalities. They haven't met the ambitious goals set for them. But there have been long-standing good initiatives in the Borders where agencies have been working closely together to improve links between health and social services and tackling problems from drink and drugs. But the Scottish Borders partnership has been seen by some partners as largely a council-run body. It has some weaknesses in leadership, which it is now seeking to address.
And where can it improve?
Well, that is where the wider picture comes into play. There is a strong drive now at national level for change and improvement. Community planning in Scotland really does stand at a crossroads. This is a unique opportunity to seize the nettle and make it work effectively. The Scottish Government and councils are keen on this, but it will need strong and sustained leadership and support from them to deliver it. And it's not going to be easy in the Borders or indeed anywhere else. On the plus side, there is this opportunity to establish a new system enabling partnerships to make a real difference on the ground. But this requires fundamental changes in culture, shifting mainstream resources and seeing the wider benefit of the necessary changes to make it work.
What do you want to see happen next?
Well, the review sets out the many challenges that lie ahead. It is now up to the Council and all its partners and the Government to make effective community planning a reality. And if they do succeed, I think that the Borders and indeed the other communities around Scotland will feel the benefit.
John, thank you very much.